Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Hey, which is the opening daf to the sixth parak of Brachos Ketzav Mevarchim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, after concluding that no Torah source exists for the concept of bracha rishona, or bracha before eating, the Gemara teaches that the obligation to do so is based on reason. It's forbidden for a person to derive benefit from this world without first reciting a bracha. Since one's deriving pleasure from this world, you should thank the one who created those pleasures. And then lists a number of implications of eating without a bracha. I'll mention two. It says, Kol nena minolam azeb lo bracha ma'al, that whoever derives benefit from this world without first reciting a bracha has committed an act of me'ilah, of misappropriating temple property. And secondly, it says, Kol nena minolam azeb lo bracha ki'il gozol kash baruch k'nesis Yisrael. Whoever derives benefit from this world without first reciting a bracha is regarded as if he robs Hashem and Knesset Yisrael, the assembly of Yisrael. So the first thing is that the source for a bracha rishona is based on reason, not from a pasuk in the Torah. Number two, there's a malchus regarding when the Jewish people are fulfilling the verse in Kriyat Shema of Asafta Deganecha, shall gather your grain. So Rishmo is the opinion that it's a directive in general that Torah study should be combined with earning a livelihood, right? You should gather in your grain. Work is something which is done along with our learning. Or Rishim Bar Yochai argues that the preoccupation with earning a livelihood would leave no time for Torah study. He therefore holds that when the Jewish people are fulfilling Hashem's will, we're doing his ratzon, the work will be done by others, and we're not doing Hashem's ratzon, then the pasuk is teaching us that we will go gather our own grain and we'll also do the work of others. Vasafta diganecho means we'll have to gather our own grain when we're not doing Hashem's ratzon, which will eventually lead to galus, which is also mentioned in that parsha of Shema. So the first two topics are, there is no Torah source for bracha rishona. It's based on a svara, on a reason. And the second one is, when are we fulfilling the pasuk vasafta diganecha? Number three, the Gemara concludes that the reason that wine has a unique bracha, that we say borei priya gafen, and olive oil doesn't, it just gets a borei priya eitz, just like the olive itself, is because wine is sayid, it satiates, and therefore it's special enough to have its own bracha, while olive oil does not satiate, and therefore it does not get a unique bracha. So once again, the three topics for Lamed Hey are that there is no Torah source for bracha rishona. It's based on reason. Secondly, this malchus is, when are the Jewish people fulfilling the verse in Kriyat Shema of Vasafta Diganecha, you shall gather your grain? Is that a directive that we should gather our grain, we should be working? That's part of our life as we learn Torah. Or it's only when we're not doing Hashem's ratzon, then we're told we'll have to gather our grain. And number three, why does wine get unique bracha while olive oil does not? And that's because wine aside, it satiates. Olive oil doesn't satiate, and therefore wine gets a special unique bracha. All right, so now we go to the simon. So the simon for Lamed Hey is going to be a children's choir singing la, la, la. All right, children's choir sing la, la, la. So here's our simon for Lamed Hey and brachas. The children's choir at the brachas party sang the bracha rishona song for wine, while the darling little kids on stage pretended to harvest wheat. Once again, in slow motion. The children's choir, oh, that reminds us, we must be on Daf Lamed Hey. The children's choir at the brachas party sang the bracha rishona song for wine. So first we're reminded bracha rishona that there is no Torah source for making a bracha rishona. Rather, it's based on svara. And they said the bracha rishona song for wine because wine is unique. It gets a bracha hagefen because it satiates. While the darling little kids on stage pretended to harvest wheat, which reminds us of the malchokas of when does the pasuk vasafta diganecha apply to Klal Yisrael. So once again, the children's choir at the brachas party sang the bracha rishona song for wine, while the darn little kids on stage pretended to harvest wheat. All right, so now it's time for four blot back chazor, beginning on Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Siman Lamed Aleph is a judge. Lamed Aleph is the law and judge. So the judge was so impressed with the joyous davening that took place right after the breaking of the glass at a chuppah, so reminded that the Rabban would break glasses to temper the cheerfulness or the over-cheerfulness, and that became the minhag for breaking a glass at the chuppah. And he was so impressed with the joyous davening that took place right after the breaking the glass, because we learned that one should daven mitoch simcha shel mitzvah, the joy of doing a mitzvah, that he signed up for the course on tefillah given by a woman named Chana. And that reminds us that a large part of the daf details the many halachas and concepts related to tefillah that we learned from Chana's tefillahs and her conversation with Eli HaKohen. So that's Lamed Aleph. Then we go to Lamed Beis. The sim for Lamed Beis is a lab, a mad scientist in a lab. So here we go. The mad scientist in the lab, reminding us that we're on daf Lamed Beis, tried to create a gold-colored calf that reminds us of Moshe Rabbeinu's defense of Bnei Yisrael from their involvement in the Chet HaEgel, that would sing his praises all day long. And that reminds us of Rav Simlai's teaching that one should always praise HaKadosh Baruch before asking for his needs. But when the calf came to life and escaped, it caused the mad scientist to break down into tears. And that reminds us that even though the Shaarei Shamayim of Tefillah have been locked since the Churban, the Beis HaMikdash, the Shaarei Dima, the Gates of Tears, are never locked. Then we go to Daf Lamed Gimel. So the Sefer Lamed Gimel is a peg leg of a pirate. So here we go. The pirate with a peg leg, reminding us we're on Daf Lamed Gimel, lifted up his cup of Havdalah. And that reminds us, when the Jews first returned to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah fixed the bracha of Havdalah within the Shemoneh Esrei because the people were too poor to afford wine. Later, when they became wealthier, they removed the bracha from Tefillah and the recital was fixed over a cup of wine, and then the details of the original enactment were forgotten. And then later still, when the people became impoverished, they reverted to the original enactment and fixed Havdalah and Tefillah, but required the people who could afford it to recite Havdalah a second time over wine. So he lifted up his cup of Havdalah, started enumerating many praises for Hashem. And that reminds us of Rechanina, who reprimanded the Shliach Tzibur, who enumerated this long list of Hashem's praises. And he asked, Yamtinu Achulo Shvachid Demarach, have you finished praising your master? Right? It diminishes his praise because he's so much greater. And finally, as he's enumerating his many praises of Hashem, his wife came in and reprimanded him for having no Yir Shamayim. And we learn also from Rechanina, HaKol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mi Yir Shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven, except for the fear of Shemayim. And then we go to Daf Lamed Daled. The Simur Lamed Daled is a ladder. So the Baal Tshuva climbed the ladder into the special room. So the Baal Tshuva, that reminds us that there's a Malchokas regarding who is more exalted, Baal Tshuva or Tzadikim Gemurim. And here we have the famous statement, Makom Shel Baal Tshuva Omdim, Tzadikim Gemurim Einam Omdim. So the Baal Tshuva climbed the ladder. The ladder reminds me of Daf Lamed Daled, to the special room to learn how the king Daven Shemoneh Esrei completely bowed. Because we learned that when it comes to bowing, the proper ways to bow, it depends on who you are. A regular Jew would bow at the beginning and the end of the first bracha of Avos, as well as the beginning and the end of the bracha of Hoda'ah. A Kohen Gadol, one opinion states at the end of each bracha, the other opinion states at the beginning and end of each bracha. And then when it comes to the Melech, one opinion states at the beginning and end of each bracha, where the other one holds that the Melech remains bowed from the first bracha until the completion of the Tefillah. So the Baal Tshuva climbed the ladder to the special room to learn how the king David Shemoneh Esrei completely bowed as a servant down below begged the king for his allotment, which reminds us that there's different ways to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the Shemoneh Esrei. When we recite the first three brachas, we're like a servant who states words of praise before daring to make a request, so you don't ask during those three brachas. Then when he recites the middle brachas, he's like a servant who requests his allotment. And then when he completes the last three brachas, he's like a servant who received his allotment from his master, begs leave and goes on his way, expressing a karsa tov, expressing his gratitude. All right, now it's time for a pop quiz. I do want to make note that today we're crossing the 100th threshold, 100 topics on the blot that we've covered so far. So yesh kol for everybody's participation and mastery of the simanim. So here we go. Number one, what daf do we learn that one should not walk in front of another davening the Shemoneh Esrei? That's on daf Chaf Zayin. Good. Number two, where do we have the Malchokas regarding what one should do regarding davening when he has to travel early in the morning before sunrise? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number three, where do we have the sugi of when to say Havdalah, whether it's during Tefillah, whether it was after Tefillah, how it was instituted? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good. Number four, where do we learn that one should daven amidst Simcha Shel Mitzvah, the joy of doing a mitzvah? That's on daf Lamed Aleph. Great. Number five, where do we have the statement B'makom Shel Baal Tshuva Omdim Tzadikim Gemurim Einam Omdim? That's on daf Lamed Daled. Good. Number six, where do we learn that the Shaarei Dima, the Gates of Tears, are never closed? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number seven, where do we learn HaKol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Meyir Shamayim, except for the fear of heaven? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Great. Number eight, where do we learn that one should praise HaKadosh Baruch before davening, making his request? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number nine, where do we learn the proper times to bow during the Shemoneh Esrei? That's on daf Lamed Daled. And number 10, where do we learn that you should not make your tefillah a burden? That's on daf Chav Tes. Great, that concludes the pop quiz. I do want to just mention to the all daffers that being that Shabbos is coming, if you want to get access to the weekly review sheets, the illustrations, the musical videos, and PDFs of all the simanim, and so much more, you can sign up at zichru.com or join WhatsApp at 973-440-3013. This is Rabbi Avram Golda from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.